Now we are continuing to listen to the glories of Guru and Vaishnavas, and only by their causeless mercy can we go near them, or else in the Kunkirtan of Maya we spent many ways in trying to glorify Maya Devi, but still to glorify the Bhagavad Bhaktas, to listen and to glorify them, to speak about them, is only because of some causeless mercy, some inconceivable sanskars, spiritual impressions, or it is not possible to glorify them. Because Bhagwan Bhakta and Bhagwan's Dham, Parikars, they are inconceivably related. Or else it's not that Krishna is like Brahma, he's all alone by himself. And on this way, thinking about Brahma, you become one with him. This is not the definition of a Bhagavad Parikar. I say, how do the Bhagavad Parikars speak? How do they behave? They only speak of Bhagavan's qualities. They will never engage in anything which is devoid of Bhagavad Seva. Neither will they touch that Seva. They only see if it is favorable for Bhagavan or not, if Bhagavan is pleased or not. At every step, they only think about this. Why am I doing this? This tapasya, this vrat, this mala, mantra, bhajan, what is the gain? Yashoda Mata, she says, if I sit down chanting, and then she says, my mind I'll serve Krishna, and you also eat within your mind. In this way, and as soon as she goes a little far away, Krishna, he cannot tolerate. He breaks the pots. In this way, he breaks everything inside the house. In this way, he feeds all the monkeys, birds, and all the animals in the house. Then he becomes so naughty. And he wants to go trouble his mother, saying, why are you going far away from me? But we sit there somewhere in the corner, chanting mala mantra. And then if I have time, I'll serve you. Why should I engage in such karma? But here, the satkarmi, the nishkam karmi, the yogi bhogi, he is always opposed to this Bhagavad Seva. Because one who is a coward, he will not do. But the bhaktas, what is their identification? Out of 24 hours, he will not lose even 1% in some selfish work. He will see, is this pleasing to Bhagavan or not? If Bhagavan's service is rendered or not, else why should I waste my time? And then the fruits of karma will be had. Then what will happen? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he do? Told his mother, mother, I'm going to bathe. She said, all right. Then where is the plate to worship Ganga Devi? Then she said, let me arrange. Then Mahaprabhu said, why so late? Start breaking everything inside the house. There was nothing inside the house that he did not break. Whatever pots he could find, he could lay his hands on. Pots made rice, full of rice, sugar, dal, everything, he just started breaking them. And he even broke the house. Because the house was made of thatch leaves. So he took one stick and he also broke the house there, made of thatch leaves. Everything he broke. And then he took the stick. And then he started beating, he started striking the trees and plants. Then he started striking the ground. And they say he started going from one place to another, from one courtyard to another, and he started rolling on the ground. And they say his whole body was, because he's rolling on the ground, his whole body became scratched. And after some time, when he woke up, then his mother, she decorated the thali, she arranged everything for Arati, arranged flowers, everything. Thus now he's broken everything, destroyed everything in the house. Nothing will happen. And then whatever was made in the kitchen. Then he watered Tulsi Devi. He offered Boga. And then when he sat down to Anna Mahaprasad, then his mother said, "You've broken, you've destroyed your own property. What can I do now? You do whatever you feel like. Because there's nothing else I can do." Then Mahaprabhu said, "Why are you late? We're hiding." But Mahaprabhu, he said, "Why even 1 minute late? Why were you engaged in other things, other household activities?" So if you become averse to Bhagavad Seva, then thinking, oh, let me rest for some time, let me go hide, let me cover myself with some blankets and go sleep, go hide somewhere else. But Yam is everywhere, he's following. Yam Maharaj is going with his three dutas, which signify sins committed by body, mind, words. Where are you going to hide? Here, everywhere. And they say, Tulsidas is sung in Ramcharitmanas, that even if one does tapasya to attain Swarga, then even you will not stay there forever. Even that is temporary. Therefore, if by the body you cannot do Bhagavad Seva, then you're a great fool. Big fool. Bhagavan has given this body, this mind, these words for what? Which reason? Engage them in Seva. Then you're a sadhak. Before it said Seva sadhak rupena siddha rupena chatrahi. That if the sadhak doesn't do Seva, then where will he get this siddha swarup from? Who will give this siddha swarup? Therefore, Rupa Goswami has written, Krishadeva vitsadeva pavasa sadhanadpita nitya siddha sevasya prakatya hridi satyata. Nidya siddha krishna prem sadhya kabunai shravanadi shuddha chitte karay udai. Then if you want to follow the limbs of bhakti, honor to shravan kirtan, but then we make excuses. I'm doing shravan, I'm doing kirtan, I'm doing smaran, but what will be the result? No matter how many excuses you make, you cannot escape. Therefore, sadhu should be—he should be cautious. If he's not cautious, then you know, one moment is lost. Then you'll have to be answerable. 24 hours is present before us, but if we use every moment, if we misuse even one moment, then we'll have to suffer ourselves, fruits of this karma. Therefore, we have to see, Hari Seva Anukullai. That the sadhak, he's always enduring to perform sadhan. But the sadhan should be pleasurable to Krishna. It should be Anya Vilashanyam Gyanakranam. But if it is not Anukullai Namshilanam, it's not favorable for Krishna, pleasurable for him, then how is it Anya Vilashanyam? Saying, if I do something now, all right, now I'll go rest sometime. It doesn't happen this way. Therefore, sadhana is, should do sadhana in such a way that in this aprakrita jagat, you're established in your siddha swarup and you get the sevadhikar. In Vaikuntha, Narayan is smiling. So Lakshmi Devi, she asked him, "Why are you smiling?" He said, "Oh, there's one sadhak. He's doing sadhan. What is he doing? He's not misused even one moment. And he's just thinking about me, meditating upon me." He's thinking, what is the use of meditating if you cannot render service? Saying, give an asan. Spread one asana out by his mind, put golden singhasana, and he put some flowers, itra, some fragrant substances, tulsi, chandan. Then he called, Prabhu, please come and sit here. So he remembered Prabhu's name. And he said, Prabhu, please come. Then he thought, oh, Prabhu's come here, but still I don't have flowers, fruits. I haven't made any puri. Pakwan, now Prabhu has come, now what to do? Now Prabhu will be just sitting idle by himself. So then anyhow, he arranged for a golden bowl. And this way, because this kheer is especially loved by the devatas. A very nice kheer. And then he saw that Prabhu is sitting on Garuda and he's coming. He made Prabhu sit on the asan. Then he did Archan Puja. Then he said, oh, you're doing Archan Puja now? I haven't given one glass of water to me, he didn't ask me also. Once we were in Mathura, when Gurudev would come, the entire temple would be made, decorated with flowers. Everyone would do kirtan, waiting for Maharaj Gurudev to come. And as soon as he'd come, they'd receive him, do arati, they'd fan him, wash his feet. Gurudev would say, oh, you've done so many things for me with so much time, but is anyone given me one glass of water? No one even given me one glass of water so far. Saying, what kind of seva is this? I've come from so far. I've traveled such a long distance. And you're only down doing these things. Give me one glass of water at least. I'm saying, no, first I'll do according to my desire and then according to what you desire. I say, you want to do according to our desire. But is this pleasurable to Krishna or not? So they say, Bhoga was offered. And they say, saying, oh, I offered kheer to Prabhu. So that is, let me see if he's going to accept it or not. Then he put his finger inside the kheer. The kheer was very hot. And then there was a blister on his finger. Thinking, oh, I've offered something so hot to him. His mouth might be burned by this kheer. You see, in Brahmagiri, in Alarnath, there was a small boy who was offering kheer. And he said, eat this kheer. He's saying, I don't know any mantra tantra. But anyhow, you should eat this kheer. My father is a scholar. He knows mantra tantra. So I don't know anything. Here, you should eat this kheer. So Bhagavan still, he wasn't coming. Then he caught the hand of the deity. Deity was very heavy also. How could the deity move? Meanwhile, seeing the boy crying so much, saying, oh, my mother won't eat anything. She won't give me anything to eat unless you've eaten yourself. So eat something. At least eat a little. And then I'll take your remnants. So they say, he's saying, you're very big and I'm a small boy, very hungry. And mother saying, as long as Bhoga is not offered to you, then I will not eat anything. Saying, eat something. She was begging Prabhu so many times to eat something. As soon as Prabhu put his hand inside the kheer, then his fingers got burnt, his lips got burnt, his chest got burnt. So, saying, and then the boy was thinking, what has my mother done? She's given hot burning kheer. She didn't tell me to cool the kheer down. So even now you can see, his lips have been burned, his chest has been burned. And this way, and then what happened? He started blowing on the kheer, and the next day he'd offer this cold kheer. Lukewarm. So his father came and he said, no, he's offering kheer. I always tell him to offer kheer, he brings the plate back empty-handed, and he says, Bhagavan has eaten. Saying, what is he doing, this boy? Is he eating the kheer himself? Once he's eaten, then his stomach would be full. What is he doing? And he said, all right, let me see. So then 1-2 days, he waited. The king, if he sees that the remnants of this boy is in the plate, then he might even kill us. So he hid behind Alarnath. This boy offered Boga. Still he hadn't come. He said, "Oh, you may have me beaten. Then you'll be very happy." So 3-4 days you've eaten so nicely and now you're not eating. Why are you not eating? This kid, no, I'll be beaten so much. I don't know how much I may have to suffer. You don't think about me. Think about me also in your seva. I'm your son. So he was praying so much. And Bhagavan, he was smiling and he came. He started eating the kid. And his father came and he caught his hand. Caught Bhagavan's hand. Saying, "Oh, eating all the kid yourself. What will happen to me then? You're offering boga. Then what will we eat?" The father said. "How will we survive?" Then Bhagavan, he said, "Alright. Okay, if I eat, then there'll be shortage." Then Bhagavan, he cursed that man. "Then your entire dynasty will be ruined, except for this boy." Therefore, the entire lineage of the Brahmins were destroyed. Only the boy was left. And then the king, he heard. He said, "Oh, you're so fortunate that Bhagavan himself is offering you boga, accepting your boga." And then he chastised that person. And see, entire lineage was destroyed. No one remained. Only that one boy remained. Therefore, even now to this day, not just from the king, but from Bhagavan himself. Bhagavan, he gives everything. But still we cannot offer to Bhagavan. We've come naked in this world. Prabhu has given everything. But still we're so selfish and miserly. We're great misers. We say everything is ours. And if everyone says, we still will not give. We'd rather die than giving to Prabhu. Prabhu has given everything. Still we will not use for him. And this Bhagavan Narayan, he was smiling. Then Lakshmi Devi said, "Let me also see such a bhakta. Bring him to Vaikuntha. If he's doing so much seva there, then he should get siddhi. He should come to Vaikuntha. I desire that you bring him in his self same body." Like one of our devotees is saying that this body is very foul. It's like a sewer plant. Made of many foul things. Because whatever you eat turns into stool. So how can you go in this body to Vaikuntha? So therefore, this body should be left behind. And then it should go in this soul body, spiritual body. So Lakshmi was thinking, how did his finger get burnt? He did not offer by his body, he offered by his mind. And Prabhu, he said, "See, the body, mind, words of a bhakta, they are only meant for my seva. They will not distribute those services to anyone else." So one is doing anugula anushilan. Then this sarvapadi vinurbhuktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikesha rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Bhagavan is given these senses. He is the master of the senses. So if we cannot engage these senses in Bhagavan's seva, then these senses will cause great trouble to us. They will make us suffer so much. Then we cannot even tolerate anymore. No one can do anything about it. Therefore, whatever has been given, we offer in Prabhu's seva. Then this siddhi will easily be had. This is the root of having siddhi. So in Paramgurudev, he when he established this Keshavji Gaudiya Math in Mathura, then every year Param Gurudev, for 2 months he would stay there. Then he would order Maharaj, you know, listen. Do you know Hindi? Especially in Uttar Pradesh, in Raj Mandal, you stay here. Now you serve the Goswamis. Param Gurudev, he ordered. You cannot serve the Goswamis. Cannot be related to the Goswamis, then how can you please Mahaprabhu? And this Bhakti Tattva, Bhagavat Tattva, Dham Tattva will not be realized in your heart. And Bhagavan will never be happy. Therefore, you serve Bhagavan's parikars, the Goswamis. Follow in their footsteps. So then Maharaj, he asked, how are the Goswami served? There should be some way. And this, tell me the way. So then Param Guruji, he said, Mahaprabhu, he sent the Goswamis to Vraj, Vrindavan. They published such nice books, scriptures. They saw priceless wealth. But now they haven't been published yet. They're all in Sanskrit. They're not easily understood by the others. Publish them in the national language of India, Hindi. And this way, you translate them and every day you do kirtan. And then you become, give these moods of the Goswamis to the entire world. Publish them. Because the Goswamis, they're always this is a Prakrish of the Brahma. See, the words they've used are only composed of the Shabda Brahma. Because they fulfill the innermost heart's desire, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is this Manavishta? It was Radharasa Sudhanidhi. This is Natujjalaras. This is Bhakti Shriyam. How can this Unnatujjalaras Bhakti be had? So all this was discussed. Like in Priti Sandarbha, beginning from the starting to the end, everything has been described by Jiva Goswami. What is pleasurable for Bhagavan? Or else anything we do, then that will be Bhagavad Bhakti, be pleasing to Bhagavan. But it should be especially composed of this Unnata Ujjalaras, this radiant mellow from Amorous love. If we cannot know what this Unnata Ujjalaras Bhakti is, then whatever you do, will it be Bhakti or not? You see, there's one person, he's very stubborn, he will not listen to anyone else. And now, so the Goswamis, how are they? How to follow? And they say, if you follow, and you publish books, and you translate, and they say, you preach. Param Gurudev, he said, no, publish books in Hindi. Well, they said, I don't have any Goswami Granthas. Because whatever books are present, they are present in Devananda Gaudiya Math Navadvip. And if you need one book to publish, then you need so many references from other books. Because whatever is written, you'll have to understand. To realize in your heart. And you see the Goswamis, they're collected from so many different places. Because they don't need any Granthas. Because whatever they write is scripture. But still Mahaprabhu said, you collect evidence from the other books. So the Goswamis didn't even have any library, personal library, any cottage. Where did they write all these books from then? They only wrote these books from the stores of Mahaprabhu's mercy. And when all the books become lost during universal devastation, Mahapralai, then the Mahajans appear and they republish these books. Because everything is in their hearts. So the Goswamis, they publish everything by Mahaprabhu's mercy. And they say, which were previously lost, all these books. So Param Gurudev, he instructed Srila Gurudev and he published these books. So then Paramahansa said, alright, if you don't have any books, I'll give you books from my own library in during Gaur Purnima. And you see how Guru Vani is. Saint Maharaj was thinking that first of all, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's our Saptam Goswami. After the Sat Goswami, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, how he has rendered service to Mahaprabhu, this is incomparable. He has shown how Sankirtan should be done, how you should pray, how you should do bhajan in this way. Everything he has shown Thakur Bhaktivinoda in a very simple manner. It is published. Then he would go house to house and he would teach everyone. He wouldn't say, I'm teaching. He would say, Nidhya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan Patiya Che Jive Atta Jiver Karan. So Nityananda Prabhu, you see, he left many years before Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Did he open this Namahatta? He said, no, Nityananda Prabhu has opened this marketplace of the holy name. It's saying, Bodo Sukhya Gai, Surbi Kunjite, Hat Kuleche, Koronitai. And Nityananda Prabhu, he has opened this Namahatta in Surbi Kunja. He said, Bodo Doyal Nityananda, very greatly merciful Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, he himself brought Nityananda Prabhu to this world. And he has published everything by his mercy. Or else the Jivas are not that competent that they can do all this by themselves. Prabhu Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he called everyone and he started this Namahatta. So Sri Gurudev, how did he preach the Vichardhara of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur? And so when he started preaching in light of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teachings, and Param Gurudev became so happy. And so first of all, Gurudev, he translated this Jaiva Dharma, which is so nectarian. This publication of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the essence of all scriptures. So then Gurudev, whenever he'd read this book, he'd read, and then he'd tell Param Gurudev, if I can understand, will you explain it to me? And Param Gurudev said, just be sincere, just try reading sincerely. Everything will manifest in your heart. Because this Guru Vani is Shabdamayi Mani, Shabda Brahma. So then Gurudev would start reading, then as and when I started reading, I was seeing Bhagavad Dham, Naudeep Dham, seeing Jagannath Mishra Bhavan, Advait Bhavan, Shiva Sangan, Gadhadhar Pandit, Sanjay Mukunda Vasu Ghosh, Kalavaja Sridhar, Thakur, Saranga Muradi, all these Bhagavad Parikars, Mahaprabhu, Maharaj would eternally remember them. And as a result, they all bestowed his mercy on him, on Srila Gurudev, saying, preach this way. Like when Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami published Chaitanya Charitamrita, then he prayed to Govind Gopinath Madan Mohan, all the Acharyas even. He offered pranams to everyone and he begged for their blessings. Someone asks or not, even if I respect someone or not, now I am the king of this place. Now, because we'd seen Maharaj's time, even when he'd go to the west to preach, then he'd call all the scholars, Vaishnavas to Mathura. So he'd respect all of them. And he'd pray to them, saying, I'm going to the west. Here 60 years I was in Braj. Now I'm going here. So bless me that I go there to glorify Braj and make everyone drink this Brajaros and bring everyone to this Braj Mandal eternally. And they say, make that Chitvritti full of Ros, infuse their consciousness with Ros and offer them in the service of Sri Jugal. May also never leave this Brajadham. Some said, don't go, and some said, Maharaj, Maharaj, Bhagavan desires, that is, specialities of Raj, be spread far and wide, because no one knows them. Otherwise, there'll be a great void. So you should preach, Maharaj. And every year, before he'd go on his world tour, Maharaj would call everyone. He wouldn't call everyone, Brahmins, Babajis, everyone. So then when Param Gurudev's order, Gurudev started reading this Jayavadharma. And then he had darshan of all these Mahatmas, one after another. And he's praying. And Maharaj, he said, don't do anything independently, or else the result will be very fearsome. You'll have to taste the fruit yourself. And then if you, according to the order of Guru Vaishnavas, and then if you pray to them, then they're all with you and they'll help you. Or else, on your own, then it will not do. Without this anugati, you'll not be able to do anything. In our own lives, we have experienced everything. And we've practiced in our lives as well. Then Maharaj was thinking, there's such nice shlokas in Jayavadharma. Very beautiful language, ornamental language. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has stored nectar inside this book. So say, Gurudev was saying, I read Jayavadharma, but I need other granthas as well. So then one day before Mangalarti, I'd see my Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. They'd never sleep after 2 in the morning. Immediately they'd wake. 2 in the morning, they'd sit on the asan. And then keep Tulsi Devi in front of them and they start chanting Harinam. And they would not rise until they finish 1 lakh Harinam. In this way. Every day, finish 64 rounds of Harinam. Even if it takes the whole day, whole night, just sitting in the asan and finishing in one sitting. So then what did they say? In our Mathura Mat, before, there used to be one person, he was banging on the door. The manager, he was staying near this room, near Gurudev's room. So this person, he was banging on the door, he was shouting. And so when he was calling out in a very compassionate way. Then Gurudev, he came, and then he saw from the balcony, there was one person, one sannyasi, aged sannyasi, he was banging on the door. And Gurudev quickly came, he opened the gate. He saw the one disciple of Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur. There was one aged person. And Gurudev, he came. And then he saw, it's the order of Prabhupada that my whole life I've collected these Vaishnava scriptures. Prabhupada's, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's. He said, there's no such grantha that I haven't collected. But I tried so much to do, preach. I also made disciples. But these disciples are not interested in reading. They're unqualified. All day they're only enjoying. Saying how much money are we collecting, how much are we eating, resting, and worshipping our own selves. But they don't have this ruchi in reading these granthas. Because these granthas are Shabda Brahma. They're the treasure of the Goswamis. The Goswamis are directly present in these granthas. But still they have no ruchi in these granthas. Do they follow? They don't follow. They don't follow worship the Goswamis. So I'm very sad. So then I pray to Prabhupada. Because if I leave, when I leave this world, then all these books will be destroyed. They just throw everything somewhere in the storehouse. Or they'll sell everything away. So that time, Maharaj was saying, that once in Kolkata. Many industrialists, they live there. So then, one devotee said, all these Upanishads and Vedas that have been lost, we'll publish them and distribute them for free. This time all the Shastras started being published by many in the press. And whoever would come, these books would be given out for free. Then one day, when he was going in the car, there he saw on the footpath, there was one person who was selling this Chana Chinodi. Means like some snacks. He was selling some snacks there, roadside, on the pavement, some bhujia. And there he saw that Skanda Puran, which had just been published some time back. He was taking the pages of that, and then he was putting some peanuts inside, and he was selling it away. Some snacks inside these pages, and he was selling it away. And saying, hey, what are you doing? Saying, what to do? For someone sold everything away for me, to me for 40 paisa per kilo. 40 paisa per kilo, and I saw the pages are very high quality, so they can hold these peanuts very nicely. So I add nice masala to these peanuts, and I add them and put them inside these pages. And the person, he became so unhappy, saying, I gave for free and just see what they're doing. See the result. So many lakhs of shlokas inside Skanda Puran. So much difficulty is to be published them. That time there was no offset printing also. Every letter had to be printed. So the ink would be impressed on every letter. And then the proof would be read. So much money would be spent. And this way, everything would be sold away then. Therefore, what is the use of beating your drum in front of a buffalo? Well, the buffalo will never understand this music. So this way, will the monkey ever realize the taste of ginger? There are many such sayings like that. Many such idioms. So this way, he said, now I'll not publish anything. Because selfish people, they come, they take everything away. And they say, they take the paper and they use it to boil tea. Or some use it to wrap chocolates. And so you see how they're using the scriptures. In Mathura, some of the shopkeepers, they would tell us, just see how many deities we have of Gopal, Gaur, Nityananda, Narayan. Why? Because people, they sell these deities away also. They don't even keep in their homes. And the shopkeepers would say, just see how many I have collected. And so many old deities I have. And then I would take these old deities and I would give to others. So similarly, this sannyasi of Prabhupada, he also was very sad. I used to pray so much to Prabhupada. And he honored me that these grantas should be published. And so he filled the entire truck with these books. And so Maharaj saw this truck had so many Goswami grantas, Ved, Upanishad, and all the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all our disciplic acharyas. So in this way, Gurudev was thinking, just see, my Guru Maharaj gave me this order, and see, you know, his words have come true. So in this way, whatever was bought, he bought all these books inside the temple, he respected them, did seva puja. He said, even my disciples have not respected me like how you have respected me. So then, he said, by Prabhupada's kripa, by his order, Guru Kripa, these books have been published. Then Gurudev said, I'm so glad to receive them. I'll serve all these grantas. So Gurudev said, that time my health was not good also. Because he had done so much austerities, so many austerities, and he had practiced such strict renunciation that he got gastric ulcer. So much, he had to endure so much pain. so many difficulties, and he wouldn't say anything to others also. He didn't want to trouble the Vaishnavas, Guruji, and so he would suffer so much in pain. So one day Param Gurudev, he heard, you know, he's suffering. That time he was in Mathura. That time he had one disciple who had also a doctor in America. So he called this doctor to this Safdarjung hospital in Delhi. So then when he came to the hospital, Gurudev didn't tell anyone. He just left to go see the doctor. The sevaks were thinking, where is Maharaj? And this doctor, he was a specialist. And then he performed an operation. And all that had been raised by this gastric ulcer, that was all taken away. So then he said, no, I came for one day by Gurudev's order. Now I have to leave. Now you'll have to go to another hospital and get the dressing done. By that time he knew no one. Sevaks could not stay there. And then Sevaks, anyhow, they're crying and looking for Gurudev in Delhi. So where will they stay? And the doctors will not allow them inside also. Gurudev was discharged, then he was bought. So then Mathura hospital, there they do dressing, they do seva, and then after a few days Gurudev became healthy again. So since then Param Gurudev said, no need to go preaching here and there. Just serve these granthas and the Goswamis. So then Gurudev, he sent one message to Param Gurudev that I've got so many books by your mercy. And Param Gurudev immediately came to Mathura. Then there used to be this Tufan Express. And then he came in 2 days. He reached and he saw everything. He became so happy because during Prabhupada's time, Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, Prabhupada himself had given him this Vedanta and all the Shastras. And the name he had given was Kritiratna, very Anuragi Vaishnava. Then what happened? After Prabhupada's disappearance, he had to leave empty-handed. All the granthas were taken away and offered to the Ganga. This is thrown inside the Ganga, so then all the granthas were lost also. And so then Param Gurudev, anyhow, he published this Mayavad Ki Jeevani. What is this Mayavad? He had published them as a series of articles in the Gaudiya. Rasajya Dalan, so many granthas were all lost. But in the present time, what happened? And then Gurudev saw that he had all these granthas. Because one who has this anurag, he'll collect all these granthas from before. So they say these granthas are not just books, they're actually Swarup of the Goswamis. So then he served them. Then he gave to Maharaj. And then Param Gurudev immediately he arranged, he asked for this wood. He had almirahs made. And they say, all these, he made almirahs and then these books are made. These books are placed inside these almirahs in all four corners of the room. He said, these granthas are not just books, they're the vibhuti of Bhagavan. They're his associates. And Gurudev started reading every grantha. Because sometimes some commentaries are misleading, so he started correcting all these commentaries. He read all the granthas, and then when Param Gurudev was going to Navadvip, he said, oh Maharaj, can you give me one or two granthas? He said, everything is yours in the first place. He said, no. These granthas, they have appeared. Bhagavan is giving them everything, being so merciful to you. So can you give me 3 or 4 granthas? I'll read everything and give you. There's such humility. Just see how Guru is speaking to his disciple. And we see, we are very arrogant, very stubborn. So then Maharaj said, first Jayadharma will be published. So then, at that time, in 65, there was a Sadhan Press. Padmarab Maharaj, he was a Maharashtriya Brahmin. Before his name was Krishna Swami. And then, his name became Padmanabh Maharaj after sannyas. He was especially fond of reading all these books. And Maharaj himself used to read. And then he used to take it to the press, have it typed out. And then there would be proofread. This is beginning from Jeva Dharma. Then Gurudev published around 48 books of the Goswamis in his lifetime. So then some Granthas, when I came to the temple, I started coming to the temple in 68 in Navadvip, and then I joined full time in 75. See, Gurudev at the time, it was so hot, no fan, no light, no water, but still day and night he was absorbed publishing these books. He didn't have any money. Where will he get this money to publish books? There was no one to even give donations. At that time, I shouldn't say, but when we go on Bhiksha, we used to bring like 2 kilos of rye of wheat, and sometimes I started getting 50-60 kilos of atta wheat. And then I have Gurudev would say, oh, they're giving you so much. And then after some time, these Hindustani boys, Indian boys start coming. And then Gurudev told me, you be like Jado Bharat. You'll also become very attached to these boys. Why are you so loving to them, affectionate to them? Because these boys would be with me all the time. Gurudev would say, give me at least one or two very educated boys. They'll write for me. They'll do translations for me. And this way, the translations will be done. At that time, Bhaktar Samar Sindh Bindu, Jalilmani, Kiran, Bhagavatamrit Khana, Madhurja Kadambini. There was one more one. Sahajiya Dalan. So these 4 or 5 small books. And these boys who would be with me, they'll start publishing these books and I would also help them. So very capable boys. 2 or 3. Maharaj would give dictations and then write everything down. And when these books would be completed, now, how will we publish these books? So the devotees who translate everything, write everything down there, they said, oh Maharaj, at the time we call Maharaj, Gurudev Maharaj, saying what? In one place there's so much money. And then he said, do you know where this place? If I say, then you may leave me forever. But I cannot say, or else they'll beat me. So Gurudev, I'm your guru, you can say to me, where is the money? Then he said, the money is with Prabhuji. He said, oh, with Prabhuji. He said, I need 50,000 rupees. He has more than him, 50,000 rupees. So I didn't know. So when I went to give prasad in the afternoon, then Gurudev told me, sit down, sit here. How much money do you have? He said, where will I get all this money from? He said, tell me the truth, how much money you have? So then, I didn't know anything. So then I heard that all this money that has come, that then someone said, told Gurudev, he has so much money that he does not even have to count how much money he has. He has so much money. And Gurudev said, give me this money. I have to publish books. Saying, I don't know anything. How can I? I never kept so much money. Even now, I don't keep so much money. I don't know how much money I have. Whatever, who are those who are with me, they know how much money I have. Because what should I do with all this money? So all these boys who are with me, they are with me 24 hours a day. And they would keep this money. They would spend the money. Because how much money can I spend? And I won't go anywhere else. So I'd go on Bhiksha, I'd get something. And they say, Maharaji called this boy. Because this boy, he was shaking now. Because now, you know, what will I do? Now the secret is out. So then, he's saying, oh, where is the money? You know where it is. Then he said, I've kept the money somewhere else. Bring the money here. Then, this way, 5 books were published. And then the Gita was translated. And the Gita was translated. Then, I told Gurudev, if you don't translate the Gita, I won't give the money. So then Gurudev said, all right, I'll translate the Gita. Then the Gita was translated, and then 10,000 rupees was used to publish the Gita. And so slowly all these books were published one after another. And when Gurudev would go on Govardhan Parikrama, he took Govardhan Parikrama for 6 months. He was staying there continuously. He took 2-3 times Parikrama every week, Giriraj, sometimes Vrindavan. So once he was doing Parikrama, he came near Radhakund. There one Babaji, he told Maharaj, you're doing Parikrama every day. I know your desire. Now your Giriraj will fulfill all your desires. So what is my desire? Yeah, I only desire to render service to Giriraj for his sake. He said, I know you need some sevaks to publish books. Now Giriraj will give you many sevaks. Saying, how do you know? Because I see you every day and I know what's in your mind, your heart. If you wanted to Guru Seva and publish these granthas, then not just after 10-15 days, then there was one lady who had completed her PhD in Sanskrit. So many other ladies came, men came, Deshi Videshi, everyone came. So Maharaj used to see that all these boys are with me. So Gurudev said, give me some more. Let them do this work. So I said, go near Maharaj. Then they said, oh, we'll not leave you and go. Then he said, go. There was one boy who didn't eat for 7 days. Then Gurudev told him, this boy is dying. Why are you not speaking to him? Then I told him to go to Gurudev's seva, but still he's not going. He's so qualified. But he said, no, I won't leave you and go there. Because I would go for darshans, I'd go for parikrama. Because I'd go everywhere. So then go, where did you go? I went to Bhiksha. What Bhiksha did you do? What have you bought? Saying, I brought everything. Where did you go? To Giriraj to do parikrama. I'd go every day. And the children would not leave me. And in the end, anyhow, Maharaj convinced them. And this way, these books were gradually being published. And then so the Bhagavatam was also started. So the Ras Panchadayi was finished. The commentaries of Vishnachari Thakur Jiva Goswami. And so day and night they'd be working on these books. 18 hours a day, 20 hours a day. And sometimes they won't even sleep for 4-5 days. They say Param Gurudev's order and Goswami's Kripa. All these books are published in Hindi and then gradually translated into English also. And all the languages of the world have been translated because of the desire of Param Gurudev. All the major languages of the world. Gurudev, he said, even now my desire has not been fulfilled. Now I have to leave. But don't leave me. Son, how can I leave you? You're going, how can I then stay behind? And he said, no, the ones which have been left behind, also publish them in Delhi during this last time, that the publishing should never stop. And those who are publishing there with the Goswamis, they'll get their mercy. And even if they don't do bhajan, still this is their bhajan. And Vedi Dasanudas of our Guru Varga of the Goswamis. We have to render service to them. Therefore, if you don't render service by body, mind, words, then what will happen? Then our kukarma will catch up with us. Because we read the kukarmis, satkarmis, vikarmis, akarmis, or in our Bhagavad Sevaks. This, when our mind, body, words are engaged in Bhagavan Seva, then our identification will be known. So we are so educated, still what to do? I couldn't do anything. Then you see, by Bhagavan's Maharaj's mercy, first day published this Vilapkusumanjali. First of all, this is the first book that was published. Then they said, oh, why did you publish this book? Who gave you permission? We have the copyright issue. So then so much started, so many quarrels started then. So then I just spoke in some classes and someone translated, transcribed them. They published it as a book. Saying, no, you cannot publish this book. And I said, all right, you write down. I'll sign. Then how can you stop this book from being published? Because this Guruvani is Guru Satya. Guruvani is eternal truth. So then this book was published by Gurudev's mercy. And then Radharas Sudhanidhi, Prem Bhakti Chandrika. All these granthas, one after another, which are very difficult. Git Govind was also published. Because all that Gurudev had written and that had been left behind, Gurudev said, this should be done, this should be done. You should do, you don't do, still Gurudev's desire should be fulfilled. Therefore, Maharaj would say during his last time that there should be one book on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, Maharaj, he put everything in one book, but he wouldn't let me touch it. He took everything behind, took everything away. Then he said, there should be one book also on Srimati Radharani's glories, that collect everything. But still, after this Mahaprabhu's book is published, then this book on Radhatattva should be done. I'm with you. All the acharyas are with you. Therefore, by Guru Kripa, how is it done? If you want to do Bhagavad Bhajan, then you collect this Guru Vani, this Shraut Vani, keep it in your heart, and it will sprout and it will blossom. Se Ramanda Pramitikono Bhagavanji Krishna Pasadevai Bhakti Lata Beach. Se as a gardener, the devotee, he looks after the seed of devotional service. And then all these weeds and sub branches are rooted out. And then they say the main creeper will grow and reach Goloka Vrindavan, where the gardener, the devotee, will relish his fruits of prime. So when now it has been given in a seed form, now you look after the seed, water it, sow it, and slowly, slowly it will blossom. And then they say the fruits of prime will be had. And they say you relish them and you render service to Prabhu. So my Guru Maharaj also said, Trikram Maharaj also said, then this Bhakti Raja, only this compassion is the essence, this mercy. Don't think who's qualified or unqualified. Why do you think of yourself as qualified or unqualified? Everything is Prabhu's mercy. Prabhu gives everything. You should try. This is sadhan. To try. Prabhu will give everything. This is what we need to wait for. So, Gurudev would say, just see, there's so many scholars, no more than me in the Gaudiya Math. And they say, anyhow, these granthas were published. And they say, these granthas were taken everywhere. And just see how all these books have been published. Maharaji would always tell me, you don't know where this money came from. You don't know, I don't know. But if this money is not used in the service of the Goswami's Guru Varga, then it will be Mahakal, cause of spiritual death. So anyhow, by Maharaj's mercy, he asked, now where are you going? What will I do? He said, as you're doing, you can do the same thing. Just as you're serving the Vaishnavas and publishing the books, this should not be stopped. Distribution of books should not be stopped. Anyhow, someone will listen to Harikatha and read these books. And they say, this will be very invaluable help for them in their lives. Where is the Sunnato Jal Bhakti Rasa? This is present in the granthas, in the books. Therefore, when the books will be published, like there was a small book on four Vaishnava Acharyas and the Sad Goswamis. I used to think, I'll give an introduction, some shlokas. So I wasn't such a scholar in Sanskrit, but by their inspiration I'd go parikrama, then I'd think, what should I write? So that's when I'm sleeping, I think, what should I write? And they say, one after another, all these verses would appear. And as soon as I'd wake up early in the morning, I'd write them down. So how would I forget them? So immediately I'd write them down. I'd have pen and paper beside me. And this way, as soon as I wake up, I write down. And they say so many of these granthas were published. Therefore, this service to the Goswamis is not something ordinary. This is transcendental. If we neglect it, then we are losing so much. I say something, I say so much. You have so much time. You have this, so many things. No, just read it. Just do the proof. And even the proof is not, even it's not been proofread now, since 2-3 years now. I don't know what they're doing now. They're stacking hay in the sun. This is not good. But then we didn't have anything to eat even in the temple. No water, no electricity, nothing. But then anyhow, Gurudev, he worked day and night on these books. This is like you see this Karunya Maharaj, 18-20 hours he used to work. But what he does now, I don't know. If he does Guru Seva or not, I don't know. I don't ask also. But that time I used to see. In Mathura I used to see. Whole day and night he used to work in Mathura. But nowadays, what will be the result? Therefore, this is Guru Seva. Don't think about the qualification. They will give you the qualification, but you try. And by when it's published, then it's very valuable, invaluable seva. Because people don't know. They don't know any so much. These Goswami Granthas, sometime Maharaj would go preaching. Then there he saw. And these books would be distributed. They'd give to someone in someone's house. And that person, he'd die. So that person, he'd die. And then his grandson or granddaughter would read the book. And they'd come to meet Gurudev. Gurudev would say, how do you know all these things? He said, oh, in my house, there's so many books. So where did these books come from? He said, during Prabhupada's time, these books that were being distributed. Anyhow, they wouldn't read these books. And this third generation, she read. And she became so enlightened. And anyhow, by Guru Kripa, she surrendered and advanced so much. Therefore, this is very transcendental. Incomparable. And you see, so when this temple would be destroyed, so now all these books have been sent to Giriraj. They're just lying in the corner there in the Giriraj Gaudiya Math. I don't know what will happen to those books. And then so many books were anyhow I'd bring and distribute to everyone during festivals. Like books like Ujjal Nilmani, Ras Panchadai. See, can you even imagine Ujjal Nilmani being distributed, but still 300-400 copies I had distributed. Like Vedanta Sutra, Gita Govinda, all these books that Gurudev had published, spent lakhs of rupees, and during Kumbh Mela everywhere, distributed them for free. In Varanasi, everywhere, in Delhi. What will happen if they're just staying in the go down there in the storehouse? These people will read, at least let them touch it to their heads. Then see how scholarly these books are. Gurudev spent so much time and effort compiling these books. Therefore, this Guruvani, the Shabda Brahma, should be served, should be followed until the end of one's life. If you want to realize Bhagavan, then if you want to be related to Bhagavan, then these granthas should be studied. Or else there's no use. Because Gurudev, whenever you would come to the temple, he'd say, read this. When Ras Panchadai was published, first copy he gave to me. So I said, oh, I am not qualified to read this book. No, just read it. So then once I gave class on this book. So they collected all the classes on this book. Then they lost everything. Then I again spoke. And they say, but now, Bhagavan's Maya, we have to wait and see. But still you should not sit idle. Always should be reading these books. Serving them. Then we are with the Guru Varga, then we are with the Goswamis. Or else we are cowards. Or else we are orphans. And we have no masters. We have no saviors. There's no one else, nothing else that can protect us in this world. Therefore there's the Vani Vaibhav and there's the Vapu Vaibhav. See, the Vani Vaibhav, that is our wealth that the Guru are giving to us. The wealth of their words, wealth of their teachings, wealth of their books. Avonartam Srinivas Shamanan Prabhu, they distributed these books everywhere on the order of Jeev Goswami. Mahaprabhu himself, he said, if you want to do bhajan, then when he went to South India, he brought Krishna Karnamrita, Gita Govind, and Brahma Samhita. And they say, all of you make necklace of these verses, teachings, and study them the whole day, and pray. As soon as you wake up early in the morning, you read. Then you'll be in line, online. Then you'll do bhajan. Or there's no nothing, advancement. So Maharaj, even India, abroad, everywhere. And you see, Prabhupada, how much he blessed the world. All his books are translated in so many languages. Gita as it is, Bhagavatam, Jadan Shritamrit. Then he make everyone life members and give these books for free. Anyone be a life member, he'd give all these books for free. So he'd say, in December they have this Gita Marathon, where all these Gitas are distributed. Everywhere these books are distributed for free. So what is greater beneficial work than this, welfare work than this? Shaka!